views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. In the studio with me is Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, PJ. How are we doing today?
Doing good. It's Friday.
Great. It's Friday. It's the Always Sunny show on Fringe Friday. It's the Always Sunny show.
Fringe Friday.
Fringe Friday.
Because you got your fringe on.
Got the fringe shirt on. So having a lot of fun doing the fringe thing for Sonny's Barbecue, repping the spreading the spirit of barbecue along the Gulf Coast, as I like to say.
Absolutely. One of the ways that you've done that is at the Pensacola Interstate Fair. Have you been back since the lip sync battle?
I'm going back tonight.
All right.
Going back tonight for Midnight Madness. I have a teenager that wants to hang out with his girlfriend. So we'll be out there. Make sure you come back by the Cat Country tent. Mm-hmm. We have the big fair giveaway. What is that? The prize package is over $5,000.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think there's a vacation in there. A couple. Yeah, it's a pretty big package.
Yeah.
Including.
There's Lazy Boy. There's a bunch of stuff. Including. Ta-da!
A $500 catering from Sonny's Barbecue from yours truly. We'll come out and serve you some good slow smoke barbecue. Either whoever wins, $500 value, and we'll come out and serve you. And so make sure you stop by there and get registered. Big, big prize. That's the reason why they call it the Big Fair Giveaway.
That's right. So you just you go to the fair after you walk through that initial building with some of the vendors that are in that initial building. You come out the doors. You take a right to the Cat Country tent. That's our sister station.
Yeah, if you know where the big stage is, it's directly behind there.
Yep.
Yep.
And there's a QR code for people to scan.
And you can't miss that Cat Country yellow.
No, you
can't. It's hard to miss. It sticks out like a, I don't want to say a sore thumb, because red is more of like a sore thumb. Sticks out like a bright sun.
Yeah.
There we go. So, yeah, come by and get registered for that. We'll be out there. You might even catch me in the fringe and the cowboy hat, if my wife will let me. She doesn't like it too much when we're out in public and I have to wear the hat in the fringe.
Well.
It gets attention.
You're quasi-working, right?
Right. It gets attention.
So. Yeah, yeah. So, what else is new?
Well, you know, just doing all the things. We obviously did the lip sync battle. Still, had a lot of fun with that. I know we talked about that last week, but looking forward to next year. It was a good time. Congratulations to the Tate High School cheer team. They did a fabulous job. So it was.
Were they the winners?
They were the winners.
Okay.
So, it was impressive. They did a good job. And I don't have the dancing and coordination skills to pull that type of thing off. So we're going to have to up our game some other kind of way next year. So we'll figure it out.
You just got
to
work out a line dance that works. And
a line dance. That's more my alley, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pull the flips and the in the twist off. Yeah, it was they did a great job, so it was a good time. Glad to be out there and participate with that. And big weekend coming up next weekend. Got the Blue Angels homecoming. So we'll be out at the reception for that. We'll be there with our crew. We're actually serving a little bit of prime rib, sampling some prime rib for all the people that are coming to the homecoming reception at the Pensacola Naval Aviation Museum, I'll say it correctly.
You're at the museum, okay.
We're at the museum for that, so it's a VIP event for all the sponsors and people. All the people who are sponsors, and so it'll be a good time that evening. And this weekend, got UWF football. Saturday night, we got UWF football, so it is, it's a pink out.
Yeah, they said wear pink.
Wear pink, so everybody for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, if you got a pink shirt, I need to get me a pink fringe shirt for October, maybe a pink hat or something. Maybe next year.
You got to increase your budget for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Talk to the boss. Got to increase the budget. So that'll be a good time. We'll be out there with the food truck serving a little Sonny's Barbecue. Typically do sandwiches and some sides out there.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's a good time. We feed the referees, too. So flags fueled by Sonny's Barbecue. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but you know, it's up for debate. But you know, we're good partners out there at UWF. Mr. Dakota and Tony, they're great to us, so we appreciate that relationship we have with them and have a good time out there every time we go. So if you haven't been to a UWF football game, definitely get out there and check it out. That'll be a good time, and the weather's perfect too. So real nice weather. So
yeah, absolutely.
I believe game time starts at 4 p.m. Gates open at 3 is what I believe is what the schedule is. Another thing that we're doing this weekend, we are partnering with Big Brothers Big Sisters. for their Finner ride out in Santa Rosa County. So they do a long bike ride every year. So we'll be feeding all the folks out there that are participating in that fundraising event for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, helping to get more matches for mentorship in the community. So mm-hmm. I know they do have a need for gentlemen to partner with some of the young men to help mentor them. So if you're a gentleman and willing to donate, you know, a couple hours every other week to mentor a young man, that's definitely something to check out. So I know they're in desperate need of, I don't say desperate, but in need of folks. Mm-hmm. They have a waiting list. How about that? That's the sure. best way to say it. So glad to support in the way we can. So we'll be, you know, feeding all the bikers that are out there riding. I think they're doing a 100-mile bike ride.
Oh, wow. That's a commitment.
That's a commitment. Yeah. That's a long, long bike ride. Mm-hmm. So they said they start early and go to about 2 p.m., I believe is what they said. So
okay,
that's a lot of ground to cover, if you will.
So. Yeah. So where is Sonny's going to be located at that event?
So we're going to be, I can't remember the name of the building, Clyde. I have it documented where I'll be out there. I'm going to be making the delivery. We'll be taking it out in the food truck. But, you know, we'll be at the community center there. You can definitely go to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, check out their Facebook page. I don't know if the registration is still open for people to register if they'd like to, but mm-hmm. I'm sure if you're chomping at the bit to go ride 100 miles on your bike, I'm sure they would accommodate you for a good cause. Obviously, all the proceeds are going to benefit their mission on and helping to mentor young people in our community who need a hand up, if you will.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And they get Sunnies afterwards.
It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are two big things that we got going on this weekend. Tonight, actually be out at Cordova Park Elementary for their fall festival. We'll be there, you know, serving a little Sunnies barbecue there as well. So be a good time. Some carnival games, some prizes, and a little Sunnies barbecue, a little slow smoke barbecue.
So for organizations that want to partner with you, what's the best way for them to pitch their idea and get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can reach out to us through our Sunnies Barbecue website. They can also go to acgbbq.com, and then that way they can that's our franchise website. They can get a little quicker to us directly, and mm-hmm. obviously you can reach out to me personally, Eldon Scott. You can find me on Facebook or any of our local stores. If you reach out to any of our stores, you got something going on, they'll typically funnel those back to me, and we'll get something planned and help get something set up to support the causes. We do a lot of give back, so we do Spirit Days also. So we'll talk about that real quick. We donate 20% back to any organization. So basically we just pick a day. We get it set up typically Monday through Thursdays on our less busy days. Everybody who comes in, we donate a portion of those proceeds back based on the retail sales to the organization. Mm. And so it's dine-in, drive-through, online orders, or the to-go order. So you can come in, place a to-go order, and then, you know, so that's a great way to support your youth group, your football team, your PTA, your nonprofit organization, whatever it may be, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, United Way. You know, there's a lot of different great causes. Every cause is great, right? And mm-hmm. what makes them great is that people care about them and they're passionate about them and they're working hard to improve the community in some kind of way, right? So that's how we give back, you know, directly to those nonprofits, where we can support them monetarily to help them raise funds. So Spirit Days, they can reach out to me. I'll give my personal cell phone, 850-418-3331. If you text me at 2 a.m., that's okay, because I turn off my ringer.
So you have Spirit Days. You also have Random Acts of Barbecue, too.
We do Random Acts of Barbecue. Speaking of Random Acts of Barbecue, this is one we definitely need to cover. Mm-hmm. Any first responder can get a free pork big deal next week. So all they have to do, they can go to sunniesbbq.com, and they'll just navigate there to where it says First Responders Week, and they just need to basically upload their ID card. So police officers, actually Monday, Chip Simmons and Andrew Hobbs and Chief Leiter were all in, and Whitney. Mm-hmm. So the whole crew was in there in Sunny's Barbecue on 9th Avenue on Monday. And so we talked with them a little bit about it. And so, yeah, all they have to do is go to sunniesbarbecue.com. They'll register. And the next week, starting on the 28th through the 31st, they'll be able to get a free pork deal. So police officers, firefighters, EMS, and then also dispatchers, 911 folks, people that work in the emergency center. So any of those types of folks, what we consider first responders. Mm-hmm. I don't want to start no beef, but they said those other people are second responders. So we'll have to talk to them. But mm-hmm. in our book, they're all first responders. They're going to come out and take care of the community when they are needed in a time of crisis. So that is what we call Random Acts of Barbecue. We do this a number of times a year. We do it for teachers. We also do it for military at different times. So this week, upcoming, is the police, firemen, fire ladies,
mm-hmm.
fire people, EMS, and then also dispatchers as well. So that's coming up. So you just go on sunnysbbq.com, and you can get registered for that free meal.
We have our first text on the text line.
Yeah.
It's just a comment. I couldn't bike 100 miles if I wanted to. Might be able to do 5.
Yeah. I might be able to do 5. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, it's a lot. That takes a level of endurance that I don't think I'm quite mm-hmm. quite ready for. So
yeah,
but you know, they're to each their own. Everybody's got their thing, and it's going to be a good time. It looks like the weather's going to be beautiful, so they're going to have a great time out there.
Yeah.
And they have lower tiers as well. So I think they have a 15-mile bike ride. They have a 25, a 50. You know, and the 100 mm-hmm. is the big one. That one sounds the crazy yeah. one, right? So they do have
it's the marathon
tiers.
For bikers.
It's the marathon. Yeah. Yeah. Don't sign me up for that.
850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. What else is new?
We've got some new things coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should let them. Yeah, we got a couple new menu items.
Yeah, bring some news.
I'm not going to let them out of the bag yet because it's not official, but we do have some new Christmas seasonal items that are coming. So the winter menu. So we got a new mm-hmm. menu that's going to come out. And so it's coming. The only thing I'm going to let out the bag is we got prime rib coming to the menu. Prime rib coming to the menu. So
sounds good.
That's
to me.
Exciting. We do it for catering. And so we're going to have it in store on a regular basis now. So that's the one I'll let out of the bag. We got a couple other options. But maybe next week, a little teaser, right? Isn't that what we do? We tease the next show, and isn't that what we do in radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Does Sonny's switch up the menu like during the different seasons?
We have done different promos. We do traditionally do different promos. The plan for this coming year is to have a quarterly rotating seasonal menu. Mm. So we're going to have some different things that are coming out. We just finished up the peach egg rolls, which were great. I hated that they kind of went away. I think they were phenomenal. So hopefully they'll make a comeback next fall.
Mm-hmm.
And not that we aren't still in the fall, but you know, that was a good one. I really enjoyed those. Those were delicious.
We had a text last week and we didn't get to it because you were off the air, but it kind of came in late. They said they love the barbecue bowls. Bring those back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a summer item. You know, the barbecue bowls is a summer item. So, talks about that coming back again already next year. So that's kind of a 8-week promo they do in the middle of the summer. Yeah, the smoking brisket bowl was my favorite. It had a little jalapeno, brisket, rice. That was a good one. So I enjoyed that. So, yeah, just trying to keep things, you know, different, right? We like to try new things. Obviously can't have a grand opening every week and be something new, but, you know, we try to offer some new menu items on the regular to keep things fun and exciting and expand that palate, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Got some great barbecue sauces, too.
Yeah, and then you can buy those barbecue sauces in store all the time. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have them on the shelves in some retail locations, but sometimes they're not always available. But you can always walk into any of our locations and pick up any of the four main sauces that we have. A lot of people, their favorite's that sweet sauce, so we sell that through that one pretty quickly. So we keep that one replenished and stocked up, but...
if you're looking for a holiday idea, that's a great stocking stuffer.
Great stocking stuffer. You got somebody who loves that sweet sauce. Another great idea for the stocking stuffer is, the reason why this is a great idea is because sweet and smoky ribs don't really do well in your Christmas stocking. You know, if you go in there on the 24th and you buy a rack of ribs to put them in the stocking, you know, it's not going to work out real good.
They better go to the stocking in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it makes a mess, you know, managing the temperature. It's just hard. So what we do instead is we actually do gift cards. And so Sonny's has a corporate program where you buy $25, you get a $5 bonus bucks, you know, extra on top of your $25. So anybody who's looking to buy gift cards for their favorite barbecue lover or a business owner or organization that wants to buy them in bulk, that's a great way to kind of get a little extra for your people, or maybe even use a little bit for yourself, right? You buy it for the employee and then use those gift cards for, you know, those bonus bucks for yourself, you know, to do something nice for your employees. So that's a great option. So a lot easier to put gift cards in the stocking than actual ribs. So that's a great way to
gift cards and barbecue sauce.
Gift cards safe and barbecue items. Sauce. Good safe items for your stockings for this Christmas season. So, and then we're talking about buying the sauces in the locations. We definitely need to talk about our locations. So we have four locations here in the Pensacola community. We'll start with the one down by Pensacola NAS, since it's Blue Angels next weekend, homecoming show. We'll talk about that one. It's right there just outside of the gate of NAS, where Highway 98 intersects Navy Boulevard. So if you're familiar with where the Walmart is over there, it's basically right across the street from the Walmart there. So we have that location. Then we have our Shelley Road location, which is right off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10. We have our 9th Avenue location that is behind the AutoZone, right there close to the airport. It's kind of tucked back behind the the AutoZone in a nice little, I like to call it a quaint area, nice oak trees that are, you know, overarching the parking lot. It's a real
nice
spot.
That's fitting, oak trees and the oak smoke.
The oak trees and the oak smoke. We don't cut down our own trees, though. We don't cut down our own trees. So I always love it when the guys come and load the wood there, because I'm sometimes you know, up there early in the morning, and they're there before, typically before the store opens, and they're offloading the wood, and they're you know, every 10 days or so, loading us up back with more fresh wood.
That's awesome.
Because we got to load those big old smokers. Keep everything nice and smoky with that oak smoke. So
I feel like you're missing one location.
I am.
You went through three.
I did. You got me talking about the oak smoke and lost my train of thought. I was like, wait a minute, I was talking about something else. So our other location is our Pace, Florida location. They're in front of the Lowe's on Highway 90. And so Mr. Dan over there does a great job. So, yeah, we got a great group of managers and employees. We have a little over 300, almost 350 employees here in our Gulf Coast market, including our Mobile and our Fort Walton Beach stores. So, you know, a couple weeks, a week and a half ago, we did barbecue for USA alumni with USA Health, and we had set up to serve 4,300 people. So we had people from all of our stores go over there. You know, so it doesn't matter what size of event that you need to have barbecue for, whether it's two people or 10,000 people, we can take care of you. We'd love to coordinate it. We have a ton of experience in serving, you know, big crowds, a lot of barbecue in an efficient manner. The amount of work that goes into that is unbelievable. Our area director, Mike Wyrick, he does a great job on coordinating all those things and making sure the smokers are there and all that product is as fresh as it can possibly be off the smoker, as close to the time, and we got to serve it. It is a machine to do, you know, something like that, you know, where you're feeding thousands of people literally in a couple of hours of time. So the team has a ton of experience doing that, and I'm always impressed on how good that they execute those things. It's amazing, to say the least.
We do have about 5 minutes left. I know you have a gift card you want to give away.
And great time to give away a gift card. Let's see here. First person to text in, big deal.
All right.
Will be the winner of a family feast. So a family feast is a great way to feed a whole family, a crew. And then we also throw in a little extra sweet tea on this giveaway. Because what goes better with a little barbecue than some sweet tea?
Absolutely. 850-437-1620. Type the words big deal. And you get a gift card to Sonny's Barbecue with Eldon Scott.
Yes, sir. And then so another plug for the big fair giveaway. It's a huge giveaway, over $5,000 prize package. Again, our part in that, and we're doing a $500 catering. I'll come out in my fringe and my hat, and we'll serve you up some barbecue. Have a good time, whatever that may be, wherever that may be. We'll make it a special event for you, and looking forward to serving whoever wins that prize package and make a great experience for them.
Absolutely. We do have a winner. I'm just waiting on the confirmation of the name.
Nice.
Let's go through the barbecue sauces real quick. I have four things off of your menu. Mm-hmm. I want to know what Eldon would pair with, what barbecue sauce Eldon would pair with this.
So,
chicken wings.
All right. Oh, chicken wings.
What do you put on chicken wings?
Okay, so we smoke our chicken wings. If you have not had our chicken wings, they're delicious. But I personally like to fry them. I like a really crispy skin. So we typically, we smoke the wings and then we grill them off before we serve them. I like them fried. So I get my wings fried and I like my wings with blue cheese. I'm a traditionalist, if you will. So I like our wings, toss them in the fryer for a few minutes and then just blue cheese, right? That's my go-to. Now, if you're talking barbecue, like on a sandwich, like what sauce combination?
Chicken breast
I like?
Is next, so go ahead with that.
Chicken breast. I mean, chicken breast. My go-to barbecue sauce at Sonny's. I have always, even prior to working for Sonny's, always been a mixture of sizzling and sweet. I do about a 50-50 mix. You know, you got the little bottles on the table there. Squirt, you know, some swizzling there, and then a little bit of sweet. I don't squirt it all over everything because it just gets a little messy, you know. So I'm on the side, sizzling and sweet. That's my sauce combination. That's for about everything. If it's chicken, barbecue, brisket, turkey, pork, whatever it is. I mean, sizzling and sweet. I like that spicy, sweet heat combination. Mm-hmm. So
Marcus Batzloff is our winner for the gift card. So
congratulations,
Marcus. Congratulations. And you can pick that up at the front desk with Miss Tina here at ADX Communications, Cat Country on Plantation Road. So I'm going to keep up with barbecue sauces. What do you put on pulled pork?
Well, our pulled pork gets sweet sauce. So sweet sauce goes into the pulled pork. Again, mm-hmm. for me personally, it's always the sizzling and the sweet together. I just like that flavor combination. So
yeah,
we do have a sweet Carolina that gets a mustard sauce. So it gets our mustard sauce, which, you know, pairs well with, you know, the coleslaw and the tanginess of the mustard. Kind of cuts the fattiness of the coleslaw, not the fattiness, but the richness of the coleslaw. And so that's a good combination there. So
do you put barbecue sauce on burgers? I do.
Typically, no.
Really?
No. I'm a ketchup mustard mayonnaise guy on burgers. Yeah.
I like barbecue sauce on my burgers.
Yeah. It reminds me of the rodeo burger, right? They used to do onion ring, barbecue sauce, cheese, bacon. Yeah. So that was
nice.
That was good. Speaking of burgers, we have a phenomenal burger. If you've not had a Sonny's barbecue burger, it's great. So it's never been frozen, 80-20, fresh ground chuck. They grill them, you know, to order. They're great. So if you've never had a great burger, it's my daughter's favorite burger in town. She's hands down. She's like, Sonny's burger is the best burger, and she will take that over anybody else's in town.
Nice.
You know, so, and this is, again, prior to me working for Sonny's Barbecue.
Final question. Do you put barbecue sauce on tater tots?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes. Yep.
What's your favorite side? Tater tots, coleslaw?
My favorite side?
Yeah.
I love our new coleslaw. Our coleslaw is great. So we've upgraded our coleslaw. We've gone to a stringy coleslaw. And I think it's a phenomenal upgrade. It goes well, like amazing on sandwiches. If you had not had the new coleslaw, it is great. So definitely check that out. Coleslaw is probably my favorite side. And I love to put it on a barbecue sandwich, right?
Yeah.
I just love that, you know, barbecue, coleslaw, barbecue sauce on a sandwich. That's probably my favorite combination to eat a barbecue sandwich.
We have about 30 seconds left. I know the holidays are coming up. I'm guessing good time to have your party catered.
Get all your catering in. We'd love to help you. All of our locations. We also do have two banquet rooms at our 9th Avenue location and our Navy Boulevard location. So get those holiday parties booked. We'd love to host you. 2-for-1 beers all day, every day at Sonny's Barbecue, because what goes better than barbecue and beer? And so come and see us. We'd love to help you with your holiday catering. And come see us in stores. We'd love to serve you some slow smoke barbecue. Appreciate your time today. Thank you, PJ.
All right. Thanks for being here, Eldon.
We'll see y'all next week.
All right.